Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Growth Digger, where we talk about everything growth, not just at the top of the funnel, but at every stage of the funnel and the customer journey. And not just through innovative marketing, but also through creative use of technology and sales experiences and customer success. Very fortunate to have Will Blackburn with me today. Will is the founder of DevClarity. And before that, he was a chief technology officer at a fairly large fintech company with a large developer base across the US. And Will is going to talk to us about how AI is changing the dev world, and more importantly, how AI can be a game changer for you in your business. So welcome. And anything else you would like to add to your introduction here?
No, that was great. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to talk about this and seeing growth going through a startup from day one through an exit, and then now trying to repeat that journey with my own startup. So excited to talk about it today.
Great. Typically, what I like to do is start with an example. And from your previous experiences or with DevClarity, share something that you did that fostered growth. And it just doesn't have to be you, and maybe it's you and your team did that really was out of the box or innovative, solving the growth problem.
Yeah. I think the thing that comes to mind right away is something that we did at my last company. It was a financial technology company, and it was focused around connectivity. So it was a middleware solution that's set between a few different other products that already existed on the market. And that business had been very successful, but it had been the same for many years, and it was founded on good partnerships. And then there wasn't a lot of opportunity for new growth with all the new fintech products that were coming to the market. And so what we did is we looked at it as an opportunity, and we took the connectivity we had and we standardized it and made it available in what's called a public API, really opening the doors up for other fintech partners to come in and write to our API. And then really they did the work of integrating into our API, and it really opened up our customer base and allowed that product to grow. Just a cool story about taking something that had been done the same way for the past 20 years and finding a new way to create a new opportunity with the technology we already had.
That's a very good example of product-led growth, how you can make changes to your existing product, make it more usable, make it more open. And in this case, obviously through the use of APIs, just increasing the scope and scale of things that your product can do. And what about DevClarity? What is the big focus of DevClarity for you guys?
Yeah. So at DevClarity, so in that journey, I went from a founding employee and the sole software developer to eventually we had 160 total employees, and I managed a large engineering and product team. And I learned a lot through that process. I made a lot of mistakes. And so now we're taking that experience and we are trying to create a platform that helps software development leaders better manage their team. Every company today is a technology company. Even if you don't have fintech as your company description, no matter what business you're in, you've got some piece of technology that's a part of it. And so we're really focused on helping these companies make the best use of their development resources, which are expensive. Really, so often, they are what help your company grow. And so it's been a fun journey. We've been doing this for about a year now, and we've seen some things that have worked and some things that haven't worked. So happy to go into more detail.
How do you guys do that? How do you guys make developers more productive?
Really the way we do that, and the main problem that we're helping solve, is that in the software development world, you have someone who's a software developer. They've spent 10,000 hours talking to computers, and then the next day they get promoted to being a manager and they're responsible for talking to people. And it's a very different thing. There's no training involved in that. And immediately they lack structure in how they go about developing these software developers into better engineers that can write better, faster code. And so really we've created a platform that creates some structure for the development leader while not adding structure to the software developers who don't want structure and they want the creativity. And it helps those development leaders have good one-on-ones with their software developers. Recent feature we just rolled out is around performance reviews, where you can look back over developer activity in their development systems and see what
Does
every
it look at,
developer has
yeah, does it
contributed.
look at like, the code that they have written and assesses the quality of the code and things of that nature, or is it like something else?
Yeah, it's very similar to that. There's some other products out there that really focus on code quality. And so we've taken the approach of finding some white space in the market where we say, hey, there's just actually this misunderstanding of how developers are contributing to the product and what leadership has said, hey, this is our roadmap. This is what's going to help us have the growth that all our companies desire. And so we look at things like the description of the task that they're doing and the comments that they're adding in and the name of the task and how long they are, and really try to paint a better picture of how this developer has contributed and where they can continue to grow, where they're doing a great job. So different pieces like that.
And I'm assuming that obviously the eventual goal is to make the developers more productive and also have a much better managed a process from a development perspective, or does it just focus on people?
Yeah, at the end of the day, and we've talked to hundreds of development leaders and software developers, all anybody really cares about and what they're judged on and then rewarded on is output. And so that's what we need to be focused on as well. And we found that there's this opportunity where there could be a win across the board, where if a software developer is getting assigned to projects that they care about and they understand how they're contributing to the business, and they know that their leaders have good visibility of their contributions. And then higher up the organization, if those leaders can make the right decisions in understanding how to allocate their resources and allocate the development team, then it does lead to higher output. While we focus on people and developing the software developers, at the end of the day, our goal is to help the software development team get more done, which will then help the companies grow how they want to.
And how do you measure the impact of that?
Yeah, that's a great question and something the software development industry has struggled with, and there's a lot of discourse out there about that. One of the questions we've asked when we've gone out to these companies is, hey, is there a metric that you're measured by? If you're a sales rep, you get measured by your quota. If you're a CRO, you get the kind of bundled up results of that. And while there are some metrics out there, such as velocity, which tries to measure how fast a software development team is getting work done, there's no kind of sure way to do it. So at the end of the day, most of these teams get measured on just getting roadmap items done when they said they were going to get them done. And so we found ways to tie into these software systems so we can show that information and show that's increasing. The other thing we do care about and do show is the developer sentiment. How happy are your developers? What are they talking about? Are they getting frustrated and blocked by process all the time, or are they enabled to work? And so we can show that, and that's a second order impact of productivity, but something that dev leaders do care about.
And how do you guys do that?
So we use generative AI extensively throughout our application and really have started to create some of these, what's being called in the market today as these like vertical AI agents that can take the information we have on our platform and do things such as extract sentiment out of manager 101 notes or developer comments and different pieces like that. And so on one end, you can just ask the developers for some of that information, but if information already exists and we're able to better understand it now through generative AI, that's a win for everybody.
Got it. So some level of sentiment analysis based on the inputs that are there, and then also the information that is being collected directly is influencing what's the. And do you guys also do anything to measure the downstream impact of what you are able to do with DevClarity? in terms of productivity, in terms of the time to market, and the things that are really important for any technology team.
Yeah. So right now we don't go too far into some of those product objectives or goals that are being tracked. It's an opportunity for us to expand into, but we do significant amount of rolling up this information. And so if you are a company that has 300 developers, you're able to see this process for the management team and give these managers a tool that they can use as they transition into these leadership roles to better do the responsibilities of their day-to-day job and develop the
Be a
software
better
developers
manager,
themselves.
be a better manager, be able to inspire and motivate others, and also have a pulse of
Yeah.
the people, basically.
I went through this journey myself of becoming a development leader. I was surprised at how little tooling there is for dev leaders. There's so much tools out there. There's so many dev tools out there for software developers to write faster code, to write higher quality code, to do all that. But then from a leader standpoint, you're left on your own. And that's why so many leaders have
But
turned
that's,
to Excel. And yeah.
but I'm assuming that some of the HR management systems that are out there are supposed to do that as well. So how do you guys really differentiate? I know you guys are like very centered on
Yeah.
the world, but is it not, can you not do everything that you just talked about in any other HRMS?
Yeah, it's a great question. Some of the areas where we differ is one in the data that we're able to get out and into our system. And so integrations, one, we tie into the software development system such as Jira. We're about to add Azure DevOps, and then we'll continue to add other integrations into systems like Slack. And being able to focus on software developers and technical resources, we're going to make product decisions that really separate us out from those systems. But then, like when you think of the system of record that an HR system is, after you get things like position and salary and different things like that, oftentimes that's where the system of record stops. And we're going to go further and have gone further into other things that software developers care about and their leaders care about, such as like systems knowledge of the different pieces of the architecture stack and who knows this system and oh, this system that we still have to support. Like, we only have one developer left in the organization that has ever touched it. So, those are the areas where we can really separate ourselves from those systems.
Got it. And then, in terms of, at times I also feel, though it is very important to get into the depth as much as possible, but like you said, integrating into the Jira system, integrating into, does it not work as a double-edged sword at times that people don't like that level of scrutiny? And how do you overcome that? If I'm a developer, I really don't want like anybody to be watchdog on my.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I feel as I've been that developer and something that we believe at DevClear.
Developers are sentimental and temperamental. No
Yeah.
offense to you or
No,
any
you're
developer.
right.
Developers are sentimental and they're temperamental as well.
Right, and opinionated, and I'm all of those things, and so we've been thinking about that from day one, and really a core belief that we have is that dev leaders don't need more like metric tracking. They need more guidance around what's going on and what's helping them. And when we can create more win solutions for both the developer and the leaders, that's when we really see this like harmony happen that lets the development team be better. A good example is we just rolled out some performance review material, and a key piece that we like were. We just had to get in the product before we were willing to roll this out is a feature called Brag Docs. And that is where the developer themselves can advocate for the things that they've done over the period. So maybe it's an annual review. They can go in and they can add, hey, this is how I contributed. And so it's not just a one-sided review. It includes those developer items in the
And their
system.
view of their world, basically. Oh, that's
Yeah,
great. Yeah, and
exactly.
I think being able to inspire teams to be better at what they do is certainly like the recipe for growth. If we're talking about development teams, if they can ship software faster, that means like, more customers can adapt it. It certainly means faster growth, especially in product-led growth scenarios. It is so important to be able to roll out features and functions and keep yourself differentiated from the rest of the world. And the key to speed is really an inspired team of developers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is only going to become more important with the revolution that's happening with software right now because of AI. It's easier than ever to prototype a new feature and get it in front of a customer, whether it's like a little demo or actually getting it shipped to your production site. And so if you've got a development team that's leaning in on these AI features and they're able to move faster, then you've only increased the output of these development teams, and the managers have that leverage. And so if they do a good job there, then that's when all of this is going to work together.
Great. Thank you. I think it was amazing catching up with you and a very unique perspective on how inspiring developers can really foster growth for companies and drive better results. Any parting notes that you would like to share?
I think I would just say I'm a big fan of these AI technologies. And while they still have a lot of room to grow and get better, I think that we're well past the stage where every company should be using them. And the only way you're going to figure out what works and what doesn't work is by using them. And so I would encourage everyone to lean into them.
I'm a big fan of AI. We have a big initiative going on at Growth Natives as we speak. Like I was telling you earlier, we're a team of about 350 technocrats across the funnel, be it with like marketing ops or sales ops and customer experiences and any kind of development and product engineering. And across our teams, we are adopting and adapting to AI and doing it in a big way. We're setting up a center of excellence around AI as well, just to make sure that we kind of stay ahead of the curve. And I do think any company that uses technology that does not adapt to AI will be dust, basically.
Yeah, I echo that. And thanks so much for having me today.
Thank you for being a wonderful guest.